It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in, hair weaves like Europeans, fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. To the man, more concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women. Him and his man come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they fed, popping yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of this basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Some very intelligent women in here, man. Do you think you're too young to really love somebody?
No.
Let's say it for me. I'm an adult. I say, wait, you too young to be in love. This is silly. You're infatuated with him. He got nice jeans. He wear fancy Adidas. I mean, it might be something. I don't know.
Go ahead. It's a difference from loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
Well, you tell me. What's the difference?
Okay.
What's the difference?
Okay, Shan.
You can love anybody, but when you in love with somebody, you looking at it like this. You taking that person for what he or she is, no matter what he or she look like, but no matter what he or she do. You looking at it like this.
If you fall in love, you can fall out of love.
I just rather just love somebody. So you might stop being in love with them, but you is not gonna stop loving that person.
Maybe sometimes they've never been loved before.
Yeah,
true.
They've never been in love before. They don't know what the feeling is to be loved.
She poetic.
She killed it. We can end that conversation with that, right?
To break my stomach, but when I need you most.
going on. I came home to an empty house, and all your things were gone. Now I'm staring at the ceiling, and I don't know what to do. I miss the signs. I guess I should have read. Yeah, I should have read between the lines. I was living in a dream world. Yes, I was. While you were making plans. Yeah, looking back, it's obvious. You had another man. Yeah, it is. Now I'm
98.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Love is not real.
Forgotten, I'll go on as best. Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Genuine. I was just so furious, but I couldn't show you, cause I know you, and I know what you can do, and I don't want a war with you, I won't afford it. You get sore even when you win. And you maim when you're on offense, but you kill when you're on defense, and you've got them all convinced that you're the means and the end. All the VIPs and PYTs and wannabes, afraid of not being your friend. And I've always been too smart for that, but you know what, my heart was not. I took it like a kid, you see. The cool kids voted to get rid of me. I'm ashamed of what it did to me, what I let get done. It stole my fun, it stole my fun. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters.
Oh, listening?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Tune in to WMFO on Friday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-life historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music.
I want you to play like I do.
Every episode has a different theme, like the Tears of the Gods sound collages it alternates with. The program explores an extremely wide range of music styles, including rock, jazz, funk, punk, electronic, ambient, metal, country, classical, disco, and J-pop.
Oh, I love it so much.
So listen in on the web stream at WMFO.org or the 91.5 FM Hertzian waves on Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, non-commercial, community, freeform radio.
Some people really like it and some just don't.
Shirts with hairy chests and no rebirths. I want it all, I want it all.
grooving as I kiss the hem. I promise I won't be a trouble at home. For I'm okay, I'm in the red. Impressions of the unmade bed. You cradle close to me, close to my ear. We set our minds, forget our shirts with every chance.
Thank you. swim the length of the ocean if I knew you were waiting for me. I used to have a notion I could swim.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.